Although it may sound odd, scientists say the Dead Sea is in danger of dying. Situated more than 1,300 feet below sea level, the surface of the Dead Sea is dropping more than 3 feet a year. Its main supply, the Jordan River, is being heavily diverted for agriculture and other uses. In a rare example of cooperation across the Arab-Israeli divide, Jordan and Israel are trying to attract interest in a project to bring water more than 100 miles from the Red Sea to replenish the Dead Sea. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Despite its name, the Dead Sea is neither. It's actually a large lake formed millions of years ago after tectonic plate movements created the Jordan Rift Valley. As for being dead, while most marine life can't survive its intensely saline water, there are certain types of bacteria and algae to be found here. Decades of water diversion projects by Jordan and Israel have depleted the Jordan River, the main source of inflow to the Dead Sea. Jordanian Water and Irrigation Minister Hazem Nasser says the sea is in desperate need of a transfusion.
We are talking about saving the Dead Sea. If we don't do this as quick as possible, it will be late because the processes are irreversible, and once we reach a certain stage, then it will be difficult to mitigate the damages.
Jordan University professor Elias Salame says beside the potential loss of a historic site valued by Christians, Jews, and Muslims, the fall in Dead Sea levels is having serious environmental effects. Spreading out satellite photos of the Jordan Rift Valley, he explains that the loss of saltwater is upsetting the equilibrium with the surrounding groundwater tables in Jordan, Israel, and the West Bank. In other words, the Dead Sea is draining precious freshwater supplies from this desert region.
And therefore, the groundwater levels all over the area are dropping. Jordan, Israel, and Palestine are losing something like 375 million cubic meters of fresh water per year.
There's another problem. As the Dead Sea water level drops, it exposes large salt beds that lie just beneath the shoreline. Then, when the fresh water leaches into the sea from the surrounding water tables, it washes over those salt beds, dissolving them. That leaves huge cavities just beneath the crust of the shoreline. The result is the sudden appearance of sinkholes. Professor Salame says 3 to 5 sinkholes open up each year, as big as 80 feet across and 90 feet deep.
We have lost farmlands and roads were destroyed and damaged within a few hours. That develops very, very fast.
The proposed solution, as presented to the United Nations Earth Summit in Johannesburg in September, is to build a pipeline from the Red Sea to carry ocean water to the Dead Sea. This isn't exactly a new idea. Plans to bring water to the Dead Sea have been around since the mid-19th century. The pioneering Zionist leader Theodor Herzl envisioned a canal running east to west from the Mediterranean to the Dead Sea. But Israeli Regional Cooperation Minister Rani Milo says the latest thinking is that a pipeline from the Red Sea makes the most sense.
The canal is a very expensive project. It's about $3 billion American dollars, the project. On the other hand, the pipeline can be between 800 and a billion, which means it's easier to raise the funds. The pipeline has another advantage. It doesn't affect the environment. It doesn't affect the land and the aquifer under the land, that area.
If the money can be raised, supporters say the pipeline offers some staggering side benefits. Once the water is pumped up from the Red Sea, the natural drop in elevation to the Dead Sea could be used to generate a lot of electricity, enough to light cities, run industries, and power desalination plants that could bring fresh water to parched farms and villages. But even as Israel and Jordan aggressively push the project, critics are raising their voices. So far, the Palestinians say they've been left out. Although both Israeli and Jordanian officials say the Palestinian territories are entitled to some of the benefits of the pipeline. Dr. Abdelhamid Tamimi with the Palestinian Hydrological Group says there are a lot of unknowns, including what will happen to the unique chemistry of Dead Sea water when Red Sea water is added.
Because in my opinion, there will be huge environmental impact on the Dead Sea, especially will change the whole hydrochemistry of Dead Sea. When you bring water from the Red Sea, there is different chemistry, and nobody knows what kind of reaction will be from newcomers to the old water.
Hydrologists backing the project say the amount of Red Sea water to be added isn't enough to affect a major change in the Dead Sea's hydrochemistry. That question and others will be addressed in a technical study to be completed before the project goes ahead. Although their numbers are down lately, visitors still come here to float in the briny water and slather themselves with mud reputed to have medicinal properties. A beauty and healthcare industry has also sprung up around Dead Sea products. People here are hoping that someone finds a way to keep this saltiest body of water at the lowest point on Earth from getting lower and saltier all the time. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, along the Dead Sea.